Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with what happened in Great Barrington at the Mehewe Theater over the weekend and the numbers of people who showed up to see U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. There was an overflow. More than 1,000 people showed up. You were there and wowed by the number of people and their anger at what's going on in the country.
Well, David, what happened was I was writing columns at home. I didn't think I was going to be able to get down there for it. I kept hearing from Roselle that basically all hell was breaking loose in Great Barrington, and I went down. Sure enough, there were tons of police. There were police from all of surrounding communities. I saw Egremont. I saw the state police in Great Force. Of course, there was the usual protester out front with a bullhorn, and somebody got in his face, and there were a couple of arrests made. But the real story was the anger of the folks who were there. This was a real happening. Somebody put it that even James Taylor couldn't have matched this. The line ran from the Mehewe down the block, around the corner, and up the street and down the other side. I mean, it was really something else. So if this is the kind of indication of how alive the Democrats have come for these coming midterms, it could be very telling for what is going to happen. People were angry. The Mehewe, of course, filled up in no time at all. Many people who had indicated that they were coming felt that that was a reservation. It turned out it wasn't, that it was first come, first served, that all they were trying to do is figure out how many people were going to show up. There was an overflow crowd, quite large, in the gazebo across the street from the Mehewe. Elizabeth Warren got up and talked to that crowd. My personal hero, Richie Neal, got up and gave quite an impassioned speech about what was happening in the country and what had to happen. He, of course, faces a primary. Most people don't consider it to be very serious. However, with the defeat of Joe Crowley, nobody knows nothing. And everybody is taking all elections extremely seriously. Anyway, I thought that Neal wowed the crowd both inside and outside. There were many other people. Smitty Pignatelli, the local rep, was there, and State Senator Adam Hines was there. It was quite a thing. We haven't seen anything like that in Great Barrington for a long, long time.
The situation with, as you said, the energizing of Democrats, reading this article from the New York Times, Alan, there's a revolution on the left. Democrats are bracing. We've talked about this before when it comes to the center of the party versus the far left of the party.
Well, look, David, the Democrats could certainly blow this thing. People are so angry that they are willing, we've seen it in the past, to nominate people in their party who represent true values of many Democrats, but who might not be as acceptable to winning. There was great talk yesterday about who should be the Democratic standard bearer. Of course, people in Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren is a beloved figure. And yet, I heard an awful lot about Joe Biden because people like him, because he is more towards the center. And so that is going to be, I think, what may be shaping up for the Democratic presidential primaries if Biden is going to do it. Nevertheless, it was a great tribute to Warren yesterday, and the problem for Democrats will be to find candidates who can win.
Alan, let's talk international politics. President Donald Trump has warned Iranian President Hassan Rouhani that he will face dire consequences for threatening the United States. Trump tweeted late yesterday about the dangers to Iran of making hostile threats after Rouhani said Sunday, "Americans must understand well that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace and war with Iran is the mother of all wars." Meanwhile, Trump responded with a tweet in all caps that warned, "Never ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before."
Well, as you know, I believe that Trump is involved in a game called Monkey in the Middle. There's a good deal of pressure on him now because of the Mueller investigation and what is coming out, one thing after another. So as soon as he thinks he's safe, he goes back and forth. He says, yes, he trusts his own advisors. Well, yeah, good. And then this morning he says, basically, they're wrong. The whole thing is a hoax. There never was any of this. This whole Russian thing is just a hoax. Of course, every day he reverses himself. And the more he reverses himself, the more desperate the guy looks. An awful lot of people, for example, from my town of Great Barrington, are going over the line working in that congressional election. One thing bleeds into another. We see it again and again as Trump reverses himself. He looks desperate. And what we are afraid of here is that we're going to be playing a wag the dog scenario in which Trump basically causes a war with Iran in order to strengthen his own defenses here. There's a war. We've seen it before. We saw it in Iraq with very little evidence that there was justification for it. I think that's got a lot of people worried this morning.